Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 11th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Cardiovascular Statistics in the United States, 2026, JACC Stats. The JACC Cardiovascular Statistics 2026 report found that cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States. It provides the most up-to-date data on cardiovascular health, covering major risk factors like hypertension, diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol, and cigarette smoking. The report details conditions such as coronary heart disease, acute myocardial infarction, heart failure, and peripheral artery disease, which collectively cause most cardiovascular deaths and disability. Article number 2. Prediction of incident heart failure in established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The SMART2HF model. The SMART2HF model was developed and externally validated for the prediction of incident heart failure in patients with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This model addresses a critical gap, as current guideline-recommended risk assessment models do not include incident heart failure. The SMART2HF model provides a new tool to identify patients at high risk of developing heart failure, thus informing preventive strategies. Article number 3. Prediction of incident heart failure in individuals without prior cardiovascular disease, the SCORE2HF risk model. The SCORE2HF risk model was developed and validated for heart failure risk estimation in European adults over 40 years of age without prior cardiovascular disease. This sex-specific, competing risk-adjusted model was derived using data from 25 prospective cohorts involving 611,778 individuals and observing 21,818 incident heart failure events. The SCORE2HF models incorporate age, smoking status, systolic blood pressure, and antihypertensive treatment status to assess risk. Article number 4. Risk prediction in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The Life Preserved Model. The Life Preserved Model was developed and validated for predicting individual short-term and lifetime risk of heart failure hospitalization or cardiovascular death. This model specifically addresses risk in patients diagnosed with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. It provides a tool for identifying high-risk individuals who could benefit most from targeted preventative treatments, given the rising incidence and varying prognosis of this heterogeneous disease. Article number 5. Long-term outcomes of left bundle branch pacing versus biventricular pacing in heart failure, the HeartSync LBBP randomized clinical trial. The HeartSync left bundle branch pacing randomized clinical trial established a multi-center, prospective, randomized comparison of left bundle branch pacing versus biventricular pacing for heart failure. The trial enrolled 200 patients across 6 centers in China. These patients had a left ventricular ejection fraction of 35% or less and a left bundle branch block, reflecting a specific population requiring robust long-term clinical outcome data for pacing strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.